Well, it's a Verulam Sports FA Cup special today, and you don't get much more special than being joined for his hat-trick appearance. Radlett's own chairman of the FA Cup committee, no less, and chairman of the ever-impressive Brentwood Football Club. It's the redoubtable Cliff Crown. Welcome back to for your hat-trick appearance to Verulam Sports, Cliff. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Tony. How are you doing?
Do you know, really, really well. It's just always great. I very much appreciate your time because I don't know how you juggle all those balls that you do, Cliff. Goodness me. Just listing your titles gives me a headache, I tell you. But there we go. Anyway, first things first, before we unpack the big one, the FA Cup, which, of course, we've been building up for with Watford in action against the treble-bidding Man City outfit, I want to talk to you about Brentford once again. What a campaign. Finishing in 11th in the incredibly, incredibly competitive Championship, just a mere 10 points off the kind of playoff berth. What a year that has been. Again, consolidation, and just goes to show, I think, almost in your last couple of games, obviously, I don't want to labour the point vis-a-vis Bolton, but when you look at that sleeping giant and where they are compared to what you deal with on your kind of budget, it's worlds apart, and it just goes to show the different styles of management in this new world order of football.
Indeed, it's... It's a very, very tough league, as everybody knows. We're happy that we have consolidated our position. That's five top half finishes in a row. But of course, we want more, and the fans are keen for us to improve. We're desperately keen to get into the top six next season. It's a very, very special one for us because it's our last ever season at Griffin Park after 116 years. So the idea of potentially finishing that season in a playoff place and trying to get into the Premier League would be really incredible for us. But we have to go back to basics. It was a very up and down season. We started incredibly well. We then fell away. We then came back. And I suppose when you reflect on the season just gone, the one word that shouts at you is consistency. Or in our case, a bit of inconsistency. And that's what we're going to be working on over the summer to try and make us more consistent next season.
You mentioned that great start, and obviously, again, I don't want to kind of compare and contrast because I think what you guys have achieved, despite the ups and indeed downs, is just really powerful and a model for many others to consider. But obviously, when you do go on that great start, you become very attractive. And obviously, Dean Smith, the manager, was instrumental in that impetus. Obviously, he's got a big game also at Wembley. The Villa manager potentially taking them to the Premier League, I guess, again, gives you an idea of certainly all things are possible if you can make those crazy playoffs, eh?
Absolutely. I mean, Aston Villa weren't doing particularly well and they went on a brilliant run. And they won 10 games in a row and that propelled them into the top six. So you have to keep fighting whatever happens during the season. And as long as you're there or thereabouts, a good run towards the end of the season gives you a great opportunity. And I think the Villa Derby final should be a fantastic game for everybody to watch, having watched both the semi-finals this week, the second legs, which were great games of football. It's going to be a real treat.
It's always a great advert for the Championship. I've got to tell you, as a broadcaster, supremely neutral, of course. But as when I get out of the studio, I do don a Leeds United hat, and I was wounded last night. I thought to myself, "Oh, lads, you've limped into the playoffs. You're nearly there." But I mean, it had everything, didn't it? Last night, there were sending offs, there was last minute opportunities, there was hitting the post, and it was in microcosm. Everything that the crazy Championship's all about, really. A great game of football. And credit to Dean Smith and Villa. Good luck to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the game was an exciting one. Leeds had done incredibly well, I thought, to win at Derby in the first leg, having been on the poor run they were on We played them on Easter Monday and beat them comfortably 2-0, and they did look a really wounded outfit and one that was really going to struggle. And having won at Derby in the first leg, I thought, maybe Bielsa has worked his magic and they're going to get on and get to the playoff final. But as we all saw last night, it wasn't to be, and Derby won out, ran out very comfortable winners.
Anyway, we move on. Life goes on, and it goes on this very Saturday with the FA Cup final. You mentioned that word magic, and I'll tell you what a game it was for Watford to make the final. That semi against Wolves, it literally, again, another game that had it all. People sometimes want to sort of disparage the FA Cup. I'm not having a bit of it. The magic lives on. It lives strong. You really couldn't ask for much stronger than a potential domestic treble win versus a first FA Cup in the trophy for the Watford outfit.
Absolutely. I mean, I was there for the semi-final, and Deulofeu changed the game completely after he came on, and it was really a superb game to watch. And we all know that Man City will go into the cup final on Saturday as very hot favourites. They've been exceptional this year. They won 14 league games in a row leading up to last Sunday when they secured the title. So it's going to be a really tough ask for Watford. But they showed that even when the chips are down, they keep fighting. And we'll see what they're able to produce on Saturday, because we've seen FA Cup final shocks in the past, and who's to say we won't see another one?
You know, absolutely. That's what gives the tournament its lustre. Cliff, with that being said, you do want to go into these big affairs with momentum. Watford have kind of limped through the last few weeks of the Premiership, obviously powered on by Captain Fantastic Company. Man City lift aloft the Premier League, defending it, the first team to defend since, I think, Ferguson back in 05. So they are white hot. Man City's record against Watford, incredibly impressive. 13 wins, 2 draws the last 15. On brute stats, brute facts, it's a Man City victory. But again, the magic of the FA Cup is that 90 minutes, and who knows, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's in football, it's an opportunity, particularly in a cup final, to raise your game. And we know that Watford are going to have to do that. And whilst everything points to Man City, we've seen plenty of games in the past, even in cup finals, when teams like Wigan, and going back to 1988, Wimbledon and Coventry have gone on and beaten the fancy team. So Watford can take heart from that, and I think they'll go in there and give a good account of themselves, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, absolutely. It's you know, it's lip-smackingly good. I'm bubbling away, as I'm sure most sport fans are. I love that about the FA Cup. Even if you're not necessarily a football fan, I find it still kind of grabs the attention. And that's, again, why it will always be the preeminent cup event right across planet Earth.
Absolutely. The viewing figures across the world will be phenomenal tomorrow. On Saturday. And it should be an exciting game. We'll have a full crowd at Wembley. Prince William is joining us for the match, and hopefully it will be a good occasion for everybody.
It truly will. It will be a showpiece. Just really quickly, Cliff, I guess, a couple of quick questions. I'm not going to ask you for your prediction. I think it's, let's just see the chips fall where they might. Would like to get your kind of learned view from, obviously, perspective. You know, a guy watches a lot of football, and again, watched both teams in action as your role as the head of the FA Cup committee this year. Who are the key players, do you think, for both teams on Saturday?
I think that for Man City, Bernardo Silva has had a fantastic season, and I think if he's playing and playing well, as he has done, then he's going to have an impact, as will Raheem Sterling. who's originally playing in London at QPR when he was very young. For Watford, Troy, you can't look further than Troy Deeney. A fantastic career at Watford, and how wonderful would it be if he was to score the winning goal for the club that he's served for so many years with great distinction. Then those for me are the guys that will potentially be match winners on Saturday.
Cliff, you paint a wonderful image. I'll tell you what, it's going to be exciting. It is superb. It is magical. That is the word for it. In closing, and again, always greatly value your time. I just wanted you to remind us all about the landmark year for Brentford next year. And I guess, listeners, how we can look to get involved and for the last time ever, maybe cheer you on standing up.
Absolutely. Griffin Park does have an almost unique atmosphere in the Championship. It's one of the few really old grounds where you can see Championship football. We do have a dispensation to allow people to stand, which, as you know, is something that's very, very special within English football. We hope it will come back in the form of safe standing in the near future, but for now, when we move into the new stadium, it will have to be 100% seated, and so the chance to enjoy that atmosphere at an old stadium is shortly to end. So we've got one more year. We've already sold 5,000 season tickets. The demand is growing. You need to be a season ticket holder to get a seat in the new stadium. And we think that with the kind of brand of football that we play, the quality of the young squad that we have, if anyone fancies an afternoon watching some decent football, then next season Griffin Park is definitely the place to be.
And I tell you what, as you say, every now and again the stars align and these romantic tales come to prove to be true. Well, how wonderful would it to be to grace the Premier League in a new, shiny, sparkly new stadium. And who knows, right now, the beauty of all sport is we can all dream, and dreaming big for the FA Cup are both Watford and Man City. Cliff, it's an honour to chat to you. Have a great evening. Thank you once again.
My pleasure, Tony. And good luck to all the listeners.
Top man. Much appreciated.